Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Giuliani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Caldwell. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Earl Caldwell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting second. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bell scoops it up and throws to first, with Caldwell covering, for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Giuliani and he is safe. Werber steals second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cook. The throw from Giuliani and he is out, Carey applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey takes first base on ball four. West moves to second. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNair moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNair scores. One out. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Carey fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry moves to third. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a fly ball into left field. Werber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larry scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook, who is chasing the ball. Bell reaches third base with a triple. Clift goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pepper hits a fly ball into left field. Werber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Soltis. Werber reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Werber moves to third. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. West reaches second base with a double. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Werber throws the ball into Melillo, who tags Carey trying to catch an extra base, for the out. West moves to third. One out. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is 0 for 1 in the game. Giuliani hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Grove, and towards Cronin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. West scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 3, Red Sox, 3. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Caldwell hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive towards short. Cronin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Clift moves to third. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clift scores. Soltis moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Browns. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Werber moves to third. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Giuliani and he is safe. Fox steals second. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a line drive towards third. Clift reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. West strikes out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Giuliani hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Grove covering. Safe. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Caldwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell bunts towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Salters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Giuliani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pepper bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. West hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Werber. West reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. It's 5-3, Browns. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. West moves to third. Two outs. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Giuliani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Larry. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Caldwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-4 in the game. Larry bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Caldwell moves to second. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Werber. Clift reaches second base with a double. Caldwell scores. It's 6-3, Browns. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Salters hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pepper hits a line drive into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Heinie Maynish pinch hits for Lefty Grove. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-4 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Melillo moves to third. Werber moves to second. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.